The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. Are you well? I am fabulous. It's getting warmer, isn't it? I'm loving it. Yeah, spring. Please come, 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 come. We can't wait. We can't wait. Let's face it. We've all had moments when we were stuck between two important people in our lives. And you had to face the daunting task to be the mediator of this warring factions. It is then when it hits you that mediating conflict resolution is not for everyone. Yes, others do it so easily, and most of us, we just fail. Being stuck in the middle, it really is one of the hardest things ever. Especially when those involved are not willing to mend or bend. And what's worse, most times these conflicts are over smaller things. They will cause havoc for everyone involved. And when I get you stuck in the middle, every word you say is measured. It better be measured, because you don't want to come across as though you are picking sides. And sometimes being neutral doesn't even help, because those involved believe you must choose sides. And when you listen to the merit of the case, you have to choose sides. But how do you choose sides without making the other feel somehow, some type of way? Some of these arguments, some of them are just round and round in circles. They have no end in sight. And when in the meantime, you are stuck in the middle, in between, and you must still carry the emotional burden because it is taxing emotionally on you. Are you the mediator, the go-between for your friends or family when there is a fight or conflict? How do you know which side to pick when you are stuck in the middle? Have you ever made a decision, a ruling, and it backfired? Are you hashtag always stopping fights? Are you? And by the way, why you? Because we also have to ask that question. Why you? Talk to me, please, as we save the best team in the city. Why you? Why are you the one destined and given the daunting task to bring conflict resolutions when two of your favorite people are fighting? You know, being a go-between sometimes goes beyond just family. At times we find ourselves mediating between friends. Yeah? And being the go-between for friends is worse. It's worse, because that's where loyalty is tested. Imagine this. Imagine your friends decide to date each other. And when the relationship fails, talk about a triangle. I mean, you can never post a picture with one friend without the other getting offended. And it's no different with family. I mean, when your parents fight, or worse, divorce, who's stuck in the middle of it? You constantly have to explain yourself why you're spending more time with the one and not the other, and it's tiring. Some people thrive in situations like this. It's like they are born for it. Maybe you're one of them. Born to have an ear to listen and solve conflicts. Are you? Are you the one who's always stopping fights? Why you? Why you? Who's stopping your fights? Hashtag always stopping fights. Three teaspoons on when you will be stuck in the middle. Coming up, Mlindi Mjoli says, "See, I'm always stopping fights. Just yesterday, family and my siblings always ask me to be the one stepping up because I make sense to everyone. I guess tea is a gift, and I'm not complaining. Yeah, I've accepted good tinji. I'm born for this. Here are the three teaspoons.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the three teaspoons on when you will be stuck in the middle. One, after your friends break up. I don't care whether you warn them about the strain this will put on the friendship should their relationship not work out. When it fails, you are still going to need to quell the fire and mediate how to get together without fighting. Imagine that. You must meet for a braai, but you must then first mediate how they can be there together. And, oh, it's tiring. Always be stopping fights from happening. Two, when your relatives fight, you'll be stuck in the middle. No one knows how to hurt each other like family, using secrets to fire shots, and you happen to be caught in the crossfire. As much as this is blood, they are going nowhere. But should you fail to mediate, this might just start a history of hate in the family. What a burden to carry. What do you say? You can't just walk away. You're stuck in the middle. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on when you will be stuck in the middle when your parents divorce. I mean, this is a classic case of being caught between crossfires. Even when the adults have agreed to keep you out of it, but when they are with you alone, you can hear, man, or name, man, they are venting about the other parent. The worst is when they ask you for your opinion. What do you say? What do you say? It is tiring to always be walking on eggshells. If there's one thing I know is that if you want information, you go to Kinelu.
Or Kinelu. I am a news person.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. No. ABC. Skyberiksa 1, 2, 3. But I wonder if the person who knows information can also mediate that information. When there's a conflict, are you able to, you know, resolve it?
Yeah. I've tried. It's been successful for the most part, but I've slowed down in trying to be the mediator and trying to help people resolve their issues, because when it backfires, it backfires so hard, and I end up being the one who's got the problem. So I've seen people fight because I tried to resolve their issues, and it got worse to a point where they weren't even on speaking terms for like a year. So
you're not a good mediator then.
Situation was hectic, hey? But here at work, I'm quite good. I'm the master. I do great stuff.
Yes, girl.
Have you ever been caught between friends who dated, and when they went separate ways, it was a bit of a problem for you?
No, I've actually never been caught between friends, but I have between family members. I definitely don't mediate between family anymore, because they turn their aggression towards you when you become the mediator, then you're the bad guy. So I like to stay out of it. I don't get involved in it. Don't look at me. And also because I feel like when I'm the mediator and I give you advice for you guys to follow and you don't follow it and you take something else, then I'm like, why did you call me? So for those reasons, I stay out of people's business. Exactly.
I think that's the reason why I say you were not born for this.
That's true.
Thank you, girls. You being the, what's the word I'm looking for? The warrior all the time. Warrior as in fighter, warrior as in always burdened with worries of making sure there's peace amongst people you love, because they seem to be fighting and fighting. And when they fight, there's only one person who must come to their rescue. That's you. You know, some people are never truly free to be who they want to be in their lives, and that's you. Why? Because you carry the burden of always making sure that people around you get along. To a point, your happiness comes second. You are the United Nations of families and friends, always seeking peace solutions, brokering deals, peace. What a burden to carry. And others, they live for it. Others carry it on their shoulders, not by choice, but they just somehow manage to do it. It's like it's innate. It's their second nature. Either way, these people are the peacemakers, the truce brokers that hold friendships and family bonds together. And that's who we're talking to today. You are hashtag always stopping fights. Has it ever backfired, though? Because that's the only time I think you get challenged in terms of whether or not this is what you should be doing. You are the mediator, the go-between. Talk to me, please. Send me your voice note, 063-688-0959. Even when you have tried to broker a peace deal as a mediator and it didn't work, I want to hear from you, because that's the day you realize this is not for you. Hashtag always stopping fights. Hey, hello, Unati.
Hi, darling. How are we?
Are you the mediator? Are you the go-to person when there's a conflict? Or we shouldn't even think about you.
I'm the mediator of the family, literally. Whether we have family, like our patriarch, Tamkulu September, who's in his 90s, or my father is leading it, who's in his 60s, or whether the baby of the family is leading it, my little sister, who is 15 years my junior, 27. So, I'm the mediator of the family. I reason well. I listen well. I'm very objective. I know how to listen to people and hear what they would like to say and want to say and know how to interpret that. So I'm definitely proud to be a mediator. And but with friends as well.
You are what?
And with my friends as well. So not just with family, friends as well. I mediate well. You're asking about who?
Now, wait. If you're a mediator, who mediates for you?
I have three. So my best friend from high school, from when we were 12, Tuma. The godmother to my children as well, who is my ex-husband's best friend still today, Coco. She's my business manager as well. And funnily enough, Uzizo Chuete as well. So, yeah, no. I mean, the mediators must be mediated as well.
Exactly. And now, yeah. Do you see, what I respect about mediators is sometimes the first man to the ball, the first man to the mediator, tends to sway the argument, so to speak. But I respect the impartiality that a mediator will then, you know, take to listen to both sides and not be swayed. I mean, that for me is the most respectful thing about it, okay?
I think, where I get that experience from, to be honest, is I'm a trained journalist by profession. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we are taught, first class, is that there are three truths. It's your truth, it's the other person's truth, and then it's the universal truth. So that's the first thing they teach in the very first class. And then also being a child of a psychologist, I understand pain. I understand digesting of information and feelings that human beings experience differently, and I am compassionate to that. So I think, honestly, I think that's one of my best character traits. Like, I'm a great mediator. Like, I'm a listener and a feeler and compassionate and present. So I think it's those two things that allow me to be impartial, but also not to invalidate anybody's feelings. Whenever I mediate, I always say, there was something I had to mediate now for the family during lockdown, and I was like, everybody's feelings are valid. Let's start there.
You know, since you joined us today, you contributed.
But I love you, and I love your honesty. So thank you for that. And thank you for validating me. You're a hard man to please, Tavo. Wow. Hey, I stand.
What a contribution. Wow. Oh, shame man. I'll put your nose away.
Take a sip with the best. The best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Good morning, Uncle G. AD in Polokwane. Uncle G, you know, that thing, you know, to be a going between. Pain on Uncle T, it comes when, you know, the two people, they work on Uncle T, they no longer involve you. You know, that is a situation that happens to me, especially Kamohai, whereby my sisters are in Pretoria, I'm with my brother Edu. My brother Honoto, I'm out of maybe Pretoria to go visit them. And then it's all nice and everything. They didn't even tell me that he was there. And then the next thing, when my brother starts demanding or something, then they come back to me to say, why, you know, the big brother sa khono bishisha or if sa khono dira this u dira for I have to come in and explain. Meaning then they start saying no wa berga sa khono dira this and that for him because yena le yena he's not, you know, involved in our needs that much. A khono thusha dira ngo ke nagane lality a dira. But the, when things are okay and they have something, they'll buy something maybe ba wa natural something a rotwa Pretoria or ba ina le bona ba mfile. But the, when they start having ba fapana ka something e leng gore mhlongo wa enya ka go bona ba palla ko mofa, then they come back to me to say khanti why motho a sa gone go show or so why sa gone. Then I have to come in and then explain, no, but if it's like that, he's the elder brother, let's come and learn us all, let's get your community. Then tomorrow, Abakwana, Uncle G, you are nowhere. That's the problem with being a go in between.
Good morning, guys. Prati, yeah, I want to have a moharne. It's a problem because it was, or it is two important women in my life. So it's my mother and the mother of my kids. It's like I have to choose. It's like when I go and see my mother, I can't take her with me. It's a problem. And now there's kids in between. You just said something. But some things in life, they will just happen and you will never know why they're happening. Because if now your mother doesn't like your partner and your partner's got a problem with your mother, and then you feel like when you have to solve the problem, it's like you're taking sides. All of them, they just feel sidelined. And you won't believe, but all this is coming from the mother of the granny of my kids, from the mother's side. But it's just a problem. I don't know what to do. I think about it each and every day. I haven't seen my mother in like 2 or 3 months now. It's just a problem, guys.
Hey, Brati. You get caught up. When your best friend decide to cross the line and marry your sister, you are always in trouble because you don't know who to choose. This guy crossed the line by marrying the sister, and now I know both of them. I know how useless is my sister. I know how useless is my friend. So whenever they fight, you are at the middle. You don't know who to choose. You can't betray your friend, and you can't betray your blood sister. So it's a mess. As long as I have.
Emapele, why are you always stopping fights? Hear him voice note here.
Hey, Brati.
Yeah.
You get caught up. When your best friend decide to cross the line and marry your sister, you are always in trouble because you don't know who to choose. This guy crossed the line by marrying the sister, and now I know both of them. I know how useless is my sister. I know how useless is my friend. So whenever they fight, you are at the middle. You don't know who to choose. You can't betray your friend, and you can't betray your blood sister. So it's a mess.
Stuck in the middle. Oh, man. I'll see you tomorrow. Platinum Fridays. Midday Joy is up next.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.